We have come too far, breaking barriers and building bridges. There is no going back. We will not turn around. We have come too far. Good afternoon. To all those responsible for the invitation to participate in this historic ceremony, I am so very grateful and sincerely thankful. I am humbly appreciative of the honors that have been given to me and those undergraduates who were the first to break the color barrier at Winthrop College. The late Arnetta Gladden Mackey, Dolores Johnson Hurt, and Sue Frances Meriwether Steed. I greet you in the name of our ancestors, Cynthia Coma, who in 1949 applied to Winthrop and was denied. The 19 Friendship College co-eds during the 60s who were denied applications, and the male students who were denied degrees for more than 75 years, including among them Walter Strader, the first male to receive a Winthrop degree. This year, we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of coeducation and the 60th one of desegregation. These students challenge disparities in education as they relate to race and gender. My Winthrop experience has been an invaluable bridge from academic life to a 53-year in education, from preschool to the university level. As the college progressed to the university status, I have progressed from being a mentee to a mentor. This change has been a long process for me, and a number of professors, colleagues, family members, and friends have guided me in my social activism. I want to share two life lessons taught to me by my sister in faith in Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated and as a family member. My sister-in-law, Dr. Bertha Maxwell Roddy, entered eternal rest on March the 20th, 24. UN Charlotte Professor of History, Sonia Ramsey, chronicled her life in the 22 work, Bertha Maxwell Roddy, A Modern Day Race Woman, and the Power of Black Leadership. She describes her as representing the often overlooked women in local communities who dedicate their whole profession and civic lives to making all citizens be progressive. Possessing a larger than life and charming personality, Bertha's success involved her ability of knowing when to negotiate, when to confront, and when to leave. She also called her adversaries in instead of calling them out. Even if she couldn't sway them to her side, they respected her dedication to her cause. I knew Bertha as my sister, my neighbor, and my mentor. The first thing she taught me was how to distress. Does what make you stay up at night, take your appetite, cause you to lose your hair, and raise your blood pressure matter tomorrow, the next day, next week, years later? If not, cast those worries aside and trust in the goodness of our Creator. However, there are some socio-political concerns in our nation and globally that do matter right now. What we don't do or what we do about them will have an impact for many generations. Poverty, gender inequality, racial discrimination, civil rights, homophobia, transphobia, religious persecution, communalism, environmental degradation, overpopulation, migration, immigration, wars, education, and government accountability. Your vote counts. It counts more in local and state elections because those elected officials make policies that are most significant in your daily lives. I will conclude my remarks with the second and what I value as the most important lessons from Sister Bertha. She told me, because I was a Winthrop grad, not to think that I had arrived at the end of the fight for equality and justice for all. That reminder of who I am and whose I am have emboldened me to continue the struggle to break down barriers and to build bridges for a more multicultural nation, to fund educational policies that encourage academic and technical training for all who desire it, to develop communities that are adaptable and affordable for the young and the old, to embrace global peace initiatives so that all benefit from various cultures, new scientific technologies, shared resources, and fair trade. You and I have a moral and a civic responsibility to live our lives so that as we prosper, we help others to model our examples of doing good, changing the world for the better. Our goal is not to give a person a fish so one can eat today, but to teach them the fish so they can feed themselves and teach others. Our purpose is to ensure no one is hungry on any day. Class of 2024, I congratulate you on earning your degree. Winthrop has come this far, transformed over the years, embracing progress while honoring its rich history. As the newest members of the Alumni Association, may what you have learned here, received, heard, and seen of the legacies here at Winthrop University inspire you to be agents of change. May you be blessed to soar on wings like eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. Peace and goodwill abide with you always.
Thank you so much, Dr. Roddy. All right, graduates, I hate to break it to you, but there's one last exam before I can confer your degrees. Don't worry, there's only one question on this exam, but I'm gonna administer the exam with one of our trustees. Trustee Venning, can you come up and help me administer this exam? Are you ready for the one question? All right. Graduates, are you ready? You get one retake. Don't embarrass me in front of Trustee Venning. Graduates, are you ready? I guess you're ready. We will now proceed to the conferring of undergraduate degrees. We will present and confer the degrees for each college separately. Each college's candidates will be presented